拜登周四将对中国政策表态。美国国务院表示将遵守一个中国政策。专家认为缅甸军事政变威胁民主进程。
2月4号星期四，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。拜登总统将在周四前往国务院发表外交政策讲话。白宫表示，拜登将概括性地谈到外交政策议题，也会提到拜登政府对俄罗斯与中国的态度。国务院发言人普莱斯则表示，拜登政府与如同以往的美国历届政府遵守美国的一个中国政策。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是，我们知道拜登总统原本是在星期一就要前往国务院来发表他的外交政策的演说，不过呢，因为这几天这个华府跟美东地区发生了大风雪，所以呢延后到星期四才要去。那么在这个星期三的白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇则大略简述了一下拜登总统在国务院的时候大概会讲话的一个方向。我们来看一下沙奇是怎么说的。
The president's visit tomorrow, which we rescheduled because of snow, is largely focused on his desire to thank the men and women who are foreign service officers, civil servants, who are the heart and soul of that institution and, frankly, our government. And I worked there for 2.5 years. It's an incredible place, and they've had, many of them have had a challenging couple of years. But he will also, of course, talk broadly about foreign policy. How could he not if he is there? This will not be a laid down of his vision for every issue and every foreign policy issue. He will have plenty of time to do that.
那么美国经济记者询问白宫呢，这个拜登总统星期四前往国务院的确切的时间表还有议程，对此呢白宫则表示星期三晚上将会公布。那么在这个星期三的新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇也表示说呢，这个拜登总统对俄罗斯也会有所表态，并且特别提到了他对俄罗斯总统普京电话当中呢，针对几个美国非常重视的议题，包括像是俄罗斯的黑客来攻击美国的网络，还有来干预美国的大选，以及呢有相关报道指出俄罗斯要买凶，来这个杀害在阿富汗的美军等等。他说这个拜登总统都直接在电话当中呢跟普京总统给提出来了。那说呢现在拜登政府正在重新的评估美国与俄罗斯的关系。那么这个沙奇呢也特别提到了这个拜登将会怎么来看待与中国的关系。我们看一下沙奇在白宫的新闻简报会上是怎么说的。
And on China,the president's view and the administration's view is that we need to work with our allies, we need to work with our partners to align on how we're going to approach our relationship with China, and we need to approach that relationship from a position of strength. There are obviously key components of that relationship. They're economic, they're strategic, but we're going to work closely with our allies. He's having those engagements now. We've done a lot of call readouts, of course, and also with partners on the Hill, Democrats and Republicans on the best path.
那美国军记者呢也询问了白宫国安会说这个白宫的官员多次说的盟友以及伙伴当中呢是否包括台湾，不过呢在截稿之前没有收到答复。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅的连线报道。美国国防部副部长提名人希克斯星期二表示，美国要把来自中国的挑战作为标杆和衡量标准，提高军力创新速度和规模，维持对中国的长久威慑力。在参议院举行的听证会上，希克斯表示，中国与俄罗斯是美国最大的挑战，但来自中国的挑战在领域上更为广泛。
China is the pacing challenge of our time. Armed conflict between the United States and China is not desirable.And it is not inevitable. The U.S. military plays a critical role in preventing that outcome. We must stand ready today, and we must modernize if deterrence is to endure. If confirmed, I would seek to increase the speed and scale of innovation in our force. The Defense Department cannot do this alone.
希克斯支持美国利用公私合营的合作关系发展军力，但不应采用中国中央集权式的结合模式。他表示，私营部门充满活力的优势在中国的体制下没有被展现。 希克斯还重申了美国对台湾的安全承诺，称应当始终如一地表明美国遵守台湾关系法的要求，履行对台六项保证及美中三个联合公报。如果参议院通过希克斯的提名，现年50岁的他将成为美国历史上首位女性国防部副部长。美国国防部宣布将尼米兹号航母战斗群从中东调往印太地区，形成三艘航母同时聚集印太地区，而中东地区无航母的局面。五角大楼发言人科比星期二说，国防部长奥斯汀考虑了范围更广的地缘战略局面，批准尼米兹号航母撤离中央司令部安全负责区前往印太。一个多星期前，美军宣布以罗斯福号航空母舰为首的一个美军航母战斗群进入了南中国海，以推进海洋自由，维护印太地区的和平与繁荣。此外，里根号航母继续常驻日本横须贺港美国海军基地，从而形成美军三艘航空母舰同时在印太地区执行任务的局面。美国国务院发言人星期二回应中方有关台湾和南中国海等议题都是碰不得的说法，表示美国将对抗中国的侵略性胁迫性行动，稳固美国关键的军事优势，捍卫民主价值。缅甸局势持续发酵，联合国安理会周二在英国的倡议下进行紧急闭门会议，但并没有立即采取行动。美国国务院已经正式认定缅甸军方夺取政权为政变。美国智库威尔逊中心亚洲项目的分析人士卢卡斯·麦耶斯认为，国际社会对缅甸军方施加的压力将主要来自美国及盟友。
So I think generally the main pressure that we will see against the coup leaders will come from the United States and its allies, potentially the European Union as well, although we will see. I think in general the United States will reimpose sanctions and enhance its diplomatic pressure against the Myanmar government. But at this time, there's not a lot that could be done through the United Nations due to China's presence and its veto on the Security Council.And I also anticipate that China will step in to defend Myanmar as it has some key interests in the country that it does not want to see harmed by any changing government.
麦耶斯对缅甸军方执政的前景感到悲观，他认为虽然缅甸全国民主联盟存在问题，也有很大的改进空间，但缅甸民主进程过去十年仍然取得了一定的进展，目前的军事政变使民主进程遭遇重大挫折。
According to my analysis, the military seems unlikely to restart the democratization process in Myanmar, however troubled it was in the last 10 years, at least there was some progress. Now, I see this as a serious setback for the hopes in Myanmar that they could embark on democratization. In general, the leadership of the coup, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing,take a dim view of the NLD and have for some time. So I see this as significant that they've decided to launch a coup. Clearly, they've decided that standing by while the democratization process unfolds is no longer in their interest as the military.
美国总统拜登星期二在国会大厦向一位殉职的警察致敬。这位警察上个月因受到前总统特朗普支持者的袭击而受伤身亡。来看美国之音的报道。
拜登总统星期二在国会大厦庄严的纪念仪式上向殉职的警察致敬。1月6号，特朗普支持者暴力冲击了国会大厦，导致这名警员身亡。拜登在第一夫人的伴随下低头致意，同时轻抚安放警员布莱恩·希科尼克骨灰的桌面。骨灰安放在国会大厦接受悼念是一种鲜有又崇高的荣誉，此前只有四人去世后获得过这项哀荣。冲击国会的闹事者试图阻止拜登的胜选认证，动荡中希科尼克被灭火器击中头部受伤。据国会警察称，这名保护国会的42岁警员返回他的办公室后失去知觉，被送往医院后第二天去世。在冲击事件之后，国会大厦制定了新的安防措施，包括在众议院会议厅入口处安装了金属探测器，但有少数议员拒绝遵守新的规定，为此众议院周二通过了新规则，对试图绕过筛查措施的人员进行处罚。众议院议长南希·佩洛西在一份声明中说， 居然有人会拒绝遵守这些简单的常识性步骤以确保国会的安全，这令人无法理解。国会规定，如果拒绝安检，触犯者将被罚款$5,000，其后每次将被罚款$10,000。美国之音新闻报道。
第二轮大规模疫苗接种已经在美国多地展开，但接种速度尚未达到预期。拜登政府宣布将从下周开始分配新冠疫苗到一些地区的零售药房，方便更多的人接种。而另一方面，口罩令正式开始在公共交通系统执行，受到乘客和工作人员的欢迎。来看美国之音的报道。
数百名老年人驾车在佛罗里达卫生局外等待疫苗接种。他们中的一些人抱怨说，接种新冠疫苗之前要经历困难的网站预约和冗长的排队等候。
We found that it's not that easy at all. We tried public system, grocery stores in Florida, couldn't get in anywhere.
Crazy, crazy. You know, they had lots of time to prepare for this, and it just hasn't happened.
尽管第二轮大规模疫苗接种已经在美国多地展开。但接种的速度还不如预期。奥巴马政府时期的美国疾病控制与预防中心主任汤姆·弗里登说，一些地区为第二剂接种者预留了疫苗，这成为接种效率降低的原因之一。
So you're anticipating that you're going to have new vaccine coming in, and you're not reserving in the freezer doses for some people. Better to have those doses in arms than in freezers.
为了加快疫苗接种速度，拜登政府于周二宣布，从下周开始将把更多的新冠疫苗分发到各地的零售药房。科罗拉多将是首批获得这项计划的几个州之一。
One is that the federal government is adding additional vaccines. This is good news. They're going to increase next week our supply. We're trying to calculate the numbers, but probably somewhere in the 5,000 to 10,000 range.That will be going directly to pharmacies in Colorado, 50 pharmacies.
在加紧疫苗分发的同时，拜登政府日前也要求公共交通工具的所有乘客和运营人员佩戴口罩。许多航空公司在数月前做出了佩戴口罩的要求，但这项新出台的口罩令更有效地保护了乘客的安全，受到了更多的欢迎。
A lot of times you hear people who contradict masks.Say, well, it's not a law, it's not a mandate, it's not anything, you know, it's not my right, I don't have to do it. And we actually feel like that we have good federal support to make people wear those masks now and be able to travel again, feeling somewhat safe a little bit.
预计口罩令不仅将降低乘客的感染率，也将保障工作人员的安全。
So now that it's a mandate, I can really say, hey, hold it, let's put this mask on before you board the bus to protect the driver.along with the passengers, and we can keep this COVID down in the Chattanooga area.
美国之音新闻报道。
支持英国退出欧盟的人士表示，这将给英国提供来自欧盟之外的机会。但是英国在2020年底退出欧盟之后，许多企业说他们正面临严重的业务中断和额外成本。来看美国之音记者李奇维尔发自伦敦的报道。
在12月促成英国脱欧协议的边缘政策中，渔业扮演一个重要的角色。根据协议，在接下来的五年当中，将有四分之一的欧洲船只在英国海域的捕鱼权将转让给英国船只。在英格兰南部的康沃尔郡的脱网渔民说，还不够好。他们声称，首相约翰逊向他们承诺对英国水域的全面控制。
We're worse off than before Brexit, because it's all written in that we won't be able to get it back. And it's just a travesty. Boris the betrayer has completely sold us down the river.
英国渔船近半数的渔获量出口到欧盟，2019年的贸易额超过18亿美元，但英国脱欧后带来了边境检查、文书作业、延误和费用等。几家出口公司本月在议会外进行抗议。
Live shellfish, it's not sell by date, it's live or dead. It's, unless the government do something, a lot of these businesses will be out, will be finished.
政府坚称问题将会解决。
Teething problems, people not filling in the right forms or misunderstandings, and when it's not people's fault, of course we're going to compensate and to help out, and funds have been put in place to do that. But be in no doubt, Nick, that there are great opportunities for fishermen across the whole of the UK to take advantage of the spectacular marine wealth of the United Kingdom.
但不仅是渔业在挣扎，其他领域也发出严重的中断的警讯。新的税收规定促使某些欧洲零售商停止出售货物给英国客户，而一些船运公司已经暂停跨海峡的业务。
If the wheels aren't moving, they're losing money, and ultimately, so are we.
由于对英国本岛运来的货物进行额外的检查，北爱尔兰的超级市场面临商品的短缺。因此，这到底是初期的困难，还是英国决定脱欧无可避免的后果？分析师科特维格说：“这要看是哪一个行业。
”This question of groupage in that hauliers are now facing, where they have to sign forms for every single shoebox or crate that is in their container. I think those things can be simplified.Where I don't think there we are currently facing teething problems and things are much more structural is, for instance, in the health and sanitary and phytosanitary and food safety checks, for instance, with fish exports, because that is the consequence of leaving the single market, that there is now a regulatory border.
英国坚称退欧将为英国在欧盟外提供机会。在日本汽车制造商日产公司本周承诺要继续在英国制造汽车，还要投资数百万美元建造新的工厂，制造电动汽车的电池，这些都为这个策略增添了推动力。但对其他在新冠病毒大流行中受害的企业来说，英国脱欧迄今带来的只是费用，几乎没有利益。美国之音记者李奇维尔，伦敦报道。
美国国务院发言人内德·普莱斯周三表示，拜登政府和往届的美国政府一样，遵循一个中国政策。在国务院的例行新闻发布会上，有记者问到拜登政府是否支持一个中国政策，发言人普莱斯没有立刻回答，而是翻看手中的资料。他表示，他要确保自己注意在这个问题上的措辞。
But yes, the answer is that our policy has not changed. It has not changed.
Okay. And then on Iran, can you?
I know, Nick, but wait a second. Can you just say that you support that the Biden administration supports the One China policy?
Yes, our policy has not changed.
Yeah, that's great.
Guided by the One China policy, correct.
美国的一中政策受到台湾关系法、美中三个联合公报及对台六项保证的指引，与北京的一个中国原则有所区别。美国前任总统特朗普任职期间，与台湾展开了更高级别、更频繁的官方往来。拜登政府将如何处理与台湾的关系备受关注。与此同时，普莱斯表示，国会参议院应尽快确认拜登政府的驻联合国大使的提名人选。
If we are going to hold China to account, we need a confirmed ambassador to the UN, a confirmed United States permanent representative to the UN. Ambassador Thomas Greenfield has been sounding the alarm on China for decades now. The Biden administration is prepared to outcompete the Chinese across the board, including at the UN, and it's important that to that end she be swiftly confirmed.
拜登政府提名的琳达·托马斯·格林菲尔德因2019年在一所大学的孔子学院发表讲话而受到一些共和党参议员的质疑。在1月27日的提名听证会上，他做出了解释，并表示将在联合国的中国事务上采取强硬的态度，不过他的提名还没有得到确认。许多人抢先在佛罗里达居民之前就在佛罗里达接种了新冠疫苗，州府正在采取严厉的措施以防范非该州居民接种。和其他州一样，佛罗里达州发送的疫苗也遭遇问题，主要是因为疫苗供应不足。来看美国之音的报道。
佛罗里达州有超过120万人接种了新冠疫苗，疫苗是免费的，而且可在指定的疫苗接种地点，包括大型购物中心、养老院、超级市场和药房接种。
Not only was Florida the first state in the nation to vaccinate more than a half a million seniors, but we are rapidly approaching reporting 1 million vaccinations just to Florida seniors.
一直到最近，要符合资格很容易，一份载有出生日期的文件就够了。不过现在，想要接种疫苗的人必须证明他们是佛罗里达州的居民。规定新要求的原因是，来自州府卫生部门的数据显示，有39000名疫苗接种者住在佛罗里达州之外，但规定也有例外，包括医务人员、季节性居民和房地产业主。地方当局只准许佛罗里达州居民接种疫苗的决定引起各种不同反应。
Well, it doesn't make any sense because until we're all vaccinated, nobody's safe. It's as simple as that, really. So, it's the wrong decision.
I agree totally. They
yeah,
need to.
Yeah, if, I would say so too.
You know, I'm vaccinating if each one lives in a state. That's your residence. So, if you want, get it, talk to your congressman, senator, mayor, whomever, and try to get it, yeah, and push it there. But it's true, we don't have enough over here because we have a lot of people that come to Miami and they want to do it. And this is not tourism, this is for our lives.
造成这种改变的原因是，像许多州一样，佛罗里达州也没有足够疫苗可以分配给所有人。在供应满足需求之前，州政府官员将对接种疫苗者设限。想要在佛罗里达州接种新冠疫苗的人，现在必须提供两种身份证明，其中一种可证明他们是该州居民。美国之音记者阿尼西莫瓦，迈阿密报道。
对很多人来说，计算机和互联网的重要性日益增加，尤其是在大流行病期间。两个美国高中的学生正在翻新笔记本电脑，为贫困学生提供全面的教育机会。来看美国之音的报道。
This desktop has only an internal GPU, which is located inside within the motherboard.And we want to improve the video capabilities by adding an additional GPU.
Yeah, so we were just checking if these two PCs use the same one, but no, it's flipped. So we're going to need to order one specifically for this one.
My name is Koi Nguyen, and I'm a senior at Osborne Park High School and also attending the Governor's School at Innovation Park in conjunction with George Mason University. And I'm also the Chief Operating Officer of FATI,which is the Free and Accessible Technology Initiative, started by myself and my partner Gideon Bayan, where we try to meet families' needs, especially during times of crisis, in terms of access to education. So especially during the COVID-19 outbreak, schools around the nation have closed or refused in-person learning. They resort to virtual learning.
And it came to our attention that many of our peers didn't have a stable internet connection,or they needed to share one computer among multiple siblings, and we knew that we needed to do something to help. So what we do is we take donated goods, either monetary or physical donations, and we refurbish the computers and redistribute it to underprivileged communities throughout the Northern Virginia area.
And in this room, we have all of our donated laptops from all of our patrons.We shelve them. On our bottom shelf, we store our power cables.
Yeah, so basically this is the care package that we provide to you.
Okay.
And in here you'll find the laptop and the charger itself.
Okay.
And due to increasing COVID rates,
And here we have the masks and vinyl gloves for you.
Okay.
Just so you're extra safe.
You okay. Go.
And there's a wireless mouse that helps comes along with the laptop.
Yeah, there's
a okay. Yep. Thank you so much. The kids will do really well with their online schooling with this. Thank you.
I wish you the best. Stay safe.
Thanks. You stay safe too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I'm a single mom with the kids. My son, he did graduate last year, but now I have the two girls. And I work, but I don't make enough money, just barely over minimum wage. So it's not enough to pay for a laptop or anything for them. The girls wouldn't have the laptops to be able to do their schoolwork. So I'm very grateful.
When we deliver it, it just gives us a great sense of fulfillment because we are able to help somebody in such a trying time, especially somebody that's low income and has multiple children.
Right, and I honestly feel the exact same way. I feel proud that we can give back to our community, help each other out during these difficult times.
德克萨斯州的一所高中和社区合作，在新冠疫情期间为社区民众提供食物，并且也给学生们上了人生重要的一课。来看美国之音的报道。
Last year, they approached me and brought up this question about, you know, what do you think about having a grocery store in your school? And so, you know, my first year being principal, you're thinking about, you know, teachers and you're thinking about curriculum and computer programs and, you know, just preparing for the school year. And so it was kind of a question that catches you off guard because you're not expecting it. But, you know, it doesn't take long just to realize the impact that it can have on students as well as the community. We've seen students need articles of clothes, whether it's a jacket for the wintertime, shoes, or assistance with food for their families.
So I'm currently the store manager, and I take inventory, I take the food to the cars. I like seeing their smiles and being like, how appreciative they are, knowing that they are thankful that we're doing something like this. I think it's very important because a lot of people don't see the good that can come out during the pandemic and the stuff that you can do, even though it's hard right now.
We're trying to spread good things, and we want our kids to move on and to continue to do good for the community and for the people around them.
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您收看今天的节目，我们下次再见。
Show the way of unity. We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We will repair our alliances and engage with the world once again, not to meet yesterday's challenges, but today's and tomorrow's challenges. We'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. Shall write an American story of hope, not fear, of unity, not division, of light, not darkness, a story of decency and dignity, love and healing, greatness and goodness, May this be the story that guides us, the story that